Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beattie of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead on March evenings. If you're like me, winter just can't end fast enough, and technically it'll be over soon. The March equinox, marking the start of spring in the Northern Hemisphere and autumn in the Southern Hemisphere, occurs on March 20th at 1:32 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Note that Americans switch to daylight time on March 14th, whereas our European friends wait until the 28th. You can impress your friends with this interesting tidbit. On the equinox, the sun rises due east and sets due west, no matter where you are. So, with winter finally easing, and with a little more late afternoon sunlight, you'll probably want to go outside more at day's end. And a stunning array awaits you overhead once the sun sets. You don't need any special gear to enjoy the beautiful late winter sky, but it's still cold out there, so make sure you're bundled up warmly because you'll want to stay out for at least 15 to 30 minutes to give your eyes a chance to adapt to the darkness. March comes in like a lion, the saying goes, and this year it also comes in with the moon just past full. Give it a few days and you'll have moonless evening skies for stargazing. New moon is on March 15th. And a few days afterward, its gradually thickening crescent will start to march eastward across the evening sky. March, get it? Full moon falls on the 30th. Sunset and nightfall come later and later these days, so our star watching is getting pushed deeper into the evening. Because of this, the seasonal changing of the constellations seems to speed up. If you skip a few weeks, you might not even recognize the new sky when you next go out. Look south after sunset, and there in the deepening blue, you'll find the first star of the evening, brilliant Sirius, the dog star. How early in twilight can you pick it up? Anytime during the first days of March, make a note of the horizon point directly below this sparkler at 8 p.m. That's very nearly due south. Sirius is the brightest star in the evening sky by a large margin, aside from our own sun, of course. It's no match for dazzling Venus or Jupiter, however. And I'll have more to say about Venus in just a moment. Sirius is the real star of the winter season, but you can see it throughout much of the year if you know when to look. Sometime in August, it first becomes visible low in the east shortly before dawn. 5,000 years ago, because of the wobble in Earth's spin axis, this first pre-dawn appearance occurred in late June, and ancient Egyptians knew that the first glimpse of Sirius came just before the annual flooding of the Nile River. They worshipped the star as the spirit of the river. Apparently, they were also the first to depict the star as a dog. In more recent times, sky watchers realized that the dog star rises and sets with the sun during late July, an arrangement in the sky also known as a conjunction. Some cultures believe that heat from Sirius combined with the heat of the sun, creating the hot and sultry weather that often comes in late summer. So they named this period of time, from 20 days before the conjunction to 20 days afterward, the dog days. And today we still refer to this sticky weather as the dog days of summer. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's stick to March for now, shall we? Over in the west, the planet Venus is making its grand entrance to the evening sky. To spot it, you'll need a completely clear western horizon. Look about 30 minutes after sunset. It'll be hard to spot as March opens, but a little easier by month's end. Now go back to Sirius. As dusk deepens, look to its upper right to spot the mighty constellation Orion the Hunter. Its two brightest stars are white Rigel, which marks Orion's lower right foot, and orange-red Betelgeuse, his upper left armpit. Midway between them, look for the three-star row of Orion's belt. Now once you've located Betelgeuse, look to the left for the bright star Procyon. These two stars, together with Sirius, form a big equilateral triangle, called the Winter Triangle by some star watchers. When I look in this part of the sky right now, I can't help but notice a rude stranger in the midst of these stars. It's the planet Mars. It's high up and easy to spot, about as far above Procyon in the sky as Sirius is below it. The fact that Mars is so high up in the early evening means that it's a little past its prime. The red planet was closer to the Earth all last month, so it's fading a bit as it recedes in distance from us. Still, there's no mistaking this planet's ruddy hue. Compare it to the colors of creamy-colored Pollux and icy white Castor, the twin stars of Gemini, which are just to the right of Mars. These two stars are pretty similar in brightness, To tell which one's which, just remember that Pollux, with a P, is the one closer to Procyon. Now swing your view to the left of Procyon by about 4 times the width of your fist held at arm's length. You'll see a reasonably bright star parked well over the horizon. That's Regulus, the key star in Leo the Lion. Regulus sits at the bottom of a backward question mark that stretches toward upper left. Can you see it? That's the lion's head and mane. His hindquarters and tail are marked by a triangle of medium bright stars down to the lower left. At this time of year, I think of Leo as rising up in the east as a harbinger of spring, just like Orion's climb a few months ago told me winter was coming. Also climbing up to Leo's lower left by about 3 fists is the ringed planet Saturn. This wonderful planet reaches opposition, a point in the sky opposite the Sun, on March 21st. Put another way, Saturn will rise at sunset, be its highest in the sky near midnight, and set as the Sun returns before dawn. One more thing before you go. Since you and Orion are old friends by now, I'd like you to make a special effort to view the Mighty Hunter sometime between March 3rd and 16th. That's when thousands of sky watchers around the world will be using Orion's stars to gauge how much light pollution they've got. It's quick, easy, and fun. Just go to the website globeatnight.org, download the handy star charts you'll find there, match your view of the sky to the charts, and then log in to record your observation. If you want more sky watching tips, check out our official website, skyandtelescope.com. Next month, I'll talk about some carnivores that are stalking upward in the eastern sky. Until then, I wish you clear skies.